Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leave it to Joe Biden to insert himself into the tragedy of whatever hits the news cycle. The man can hardly wait to lie. It could be a school shooting. I saw my school get shot up 4 times, and I wrestled the shooter down to the ground. He was a friend of Corn Pop. You know, who knows? Pathological liar can't wait to insert himself because, I don't know, makes him feel good. I've said many times, Joe Biden lies for sport, almost as if to see if you'll catch it. And it's an obvious lie. It's not like you're going, I wonder, is that possible? Is it plausible? No, it's obvious. Joe Biden has been arrested with Mandela. Until you find out, oh, it didn't happen. And he always says, well, I wasn't arrested. I was detained. And you know, and then when it's all said and done, you're, okay, I wasn't even there. Sorry. But I wasn't lying. I thought I was there. I'm a pulling Elizabeth Warren. I wanted to be there. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. By the way, I'm going to give you guys a warning on radio. You got to go to the Kevin Jackson Network. You got to hit the donate button, and you got to make a recurring donation for our radio, or just in general. We've had people do it. Ann's made donations, had a couple of friends, Bob and Andy, of course, always helping, that say, Kevin, where do we donate? That button will be on there. And I'm telling you right now, I have to make a serious determination of what I want to do with the show, because it's a lot of work with a lot of moving parts. And it's difficult to do. And look, I don't look at this from a money perspective. I really don't. If I did, I'd make money with the show. If I said I'm going to do radio, I'd do it to the hill. But we do so many other things, like helping people, like the girl we helped get dental work. Do a charity. We didn't pay for it, but we found the charity. The veteran that we got him, he's soon to be getting his new kidney. And we got somebody to pay for that. And the guy that's got hernia mesh problems. And I could go down the list. The kids that we send to Hillsdale. But Melissa and I can't do it. We are not rich. Not even close. We have an underpaid staff. I mean, I could go down the list. I'm not begging. I'm not crying. I'm telling you. My voice will be silenced. At least for this. I'll keep doing other stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now. We better get some people that really understand what we're trying to do and that we've done it selflessly. I've been on the radio since 2009, 14 years I've been on the radio. And I would venture to tell you, Melissa can back this up, every year we've lost money. And she looks at me and goes, why do you do it? And I go, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we got to give it a voice. And I figured by now I'd be a nationally syndicated. I mean, we are, you know, we got some stations. But I figured, you know, I got to be in God's plan to make this thing grow. I certainly didn't think I'd be shadow banned. And I'm not going to produce a show that isn't me. It doesn't come from my heart. I'm not going to do it. So I could change the style and, hey, it's radio, and let's ask some questions about blah, blah, blah. If you want that, there's plenty of places for that. But we got to get it figured out. Anyway, going back to Biden, he's a liar. He said, my grades are the best ever. My grades, I had the best grades. I graduated top of my class. Lie, lie, lie. He's lied throughout history about everything. Been shot down while flying on military aircraft. He's pinned medals on soldiers who don't exist. And the question I would ask you is, what lie hasn't he told? Most recently, the New York Post documented another Biden lie. And in an effort to pretend that he gives a crap about Israel, the chief funder of Hamas said he had seen, quote, confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children in southern Israel. Now, I saw the story, and I remember thinking, that's appalling. 40 kids supposedly had their heads cut off. I don't know. I haven't even looked at what the story was about. I did see the headline, and my first thought wasn't to go, you know, I've seen it. I've seen the tragedy of it. I've been there when it happened. I'm not saying he said that, but that's Joe Biden. And see, politicians think that we want them to we empathize. Oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're going through. Oh, you feel my pain. Nobody has felt the pain of a kid getting their head cut. I'm not going to say nobody. But that's a rare thing. Maybe it happens more in Muslim countries. Maybe it happens with cartel in third world nations. But in America, most people aren't dying and getting their heads cut off. You might die through a drive-by, some gunshot, hit by a car, stray bullet, whatever. It's not getting your head cut off. So don't try to empathize. I understand. I feel your pain. So what happened is that Biden saw the reports that up to 40 babies were butchered over the weekend near the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. And here's what he said. I never really thought that I would see and have confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children. I never thought I'd ever. Anyway, so that's what he said. I read it word for word. I don't know if I said it like he'd say it. But this is what he told 80 Jewish groups at the White House that he invited in. Why? Because he really is concerned about Israel and the plight of the Jews. The guy that funds more terrorists than anybody in the world, whose party is got the most anti-Semitic groups on the planet, wants the Jewish people to believe he cares. And he cares so much. He's seen the pictures. He can empathize. He's watched it happen. One time he was at a baby beheading and he couldn't believe his eyes. He's never seen the pictures. And you can tell why. You can tell when he says this. I never thought I'd ever. Anyway, when he does that, you know what's happening to him. You know. I know y'all are with me. It's Biden catching himself in his lie. And he's been told, you gotta stop, man. You gotta quit this stuff. Stick with the notes. And he can't do it. He's compelled to lie. Because it makes his life look better. It makes him feel like he's done something. He's president of the United States, cheated in, and he knows he still hasn't done anything with his miserable life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
John, in the past couple weeks, the president has lied about being at Ground Zero the day after the September 11th attacks. Falsely claimed he saw the Pittsburgh Bridge collapse. Claimed his grandfather died in the hospital days before his birth. What is going on with the president? Is he just believing things that didn't happen did happen, or is he just randomly making stuff up?
The president was deeply touched and honored to be able to spend 9/11 with military members there in Alaska and some families.
Welcome back, everybody. How was that for an answer? Ready to hear some more Joe Biden lies and cover-ups? Here you go.
I got to know all the conductors so well that I became friends. And one day, as vice president, I was going home on the train, which the Secret Service doesn't like because there's so many opportunities to interrupt the train. And this particular, I'm not going to embarrass him and say his name, came to me, he grabbed me and she goes, "Joey, baby!" I thought they were going to shoot him. And I said, no, he's ready. He said, "I just read in the paper, you traveled 1,100,000 miles on Air Force planes," because you got to list how many miles you travel on. And he said, "Big deal." He said, "Joey, we had a retirement dinner. So you know what? You figured out. You know how many miles you travel on Amtrak?" I said, "No." He said, 1,200,000 miles, 119 days a year, 300 days, 300 miles round trip, 36 years plus my, I'm going, oh my God. My point was, I was on a train a lot.
That conversation never took place. Not the way Joe Biden described it. Not even close. They found out the guy had retired or died or something. Joe Biden made it up. They were talking about Amtrak. He had to come up with a lie. Had to do something on the fly. Woohoo! Look at me. I'm a liar. I'll tell you. Hey, I got one for you. I got one for you. You've been at a party where you make a story. You say, yeah. So we were traveling and we were going through Germany and this happened. And so, yeah, when I was in Germany, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, wow. And you get to where you can spot them. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What do you do when you have a liar in, you know, I mean, a guy, you know, he's a, everything he says is a lie. But you have a press that agrees with it, that says it's okay. It's okay for him to lie. You have a Department of Justice that says, you know what, we'll help him cover up his lies. This is a lie that's got national security implications, the one that Joe Biden's trying to pose now. He wants people to believe that he supports Israel. The guy who is the biggest funder of terror in the world. I want to remind people of that. Undoubtedly the largest funder of terrorists. Well, once Joe Biden made his claim about seeing these babies die, get their heads cut off, or the pictures of it, that he's bona fide seen. And let me tell you, if they hadn't cut his mic off or walked him off to go get his, you know, take his nap, his 10 o'clock a.m. nap, then he probably would have continued lying. He would have told you he was there when the soldiers did it and he stopped them. He asked one guy, why are you doing that? And the guy didn't answer him right, so he slapped him like he was a dog-faced pony soldier. The White House walked back Biden's claim. They wanted to do a little damage control. And they clarified it. A euphemism for they corrected Joe Biden's lie. I want to be clear. Biden nor U.S. officials have seen images or heard independently confirmed reports of beheaded children, according to the Washington Post. But in typical leftist fashion, the White House tossed the Israelis under the bus. White House spokesperson said, Biden based his remarks on claims made by a spokesperson for Israel's prime minister and media reports coming out of the Jewish state. Okay, so let's pretend that we believe that. Let's pretend that that is the case. What does this have to do with Joe Biden claiming what he saw? You already know the answer. Either Joe Biden saw the pictures or he didn't. And clearly he didn't, because the White House made it clear that he didn't. So why lie? See, that's what I always do. When I'm looking at something and it doesn't make sense to me, I ask myself, why does this not make sense? Why is it nobody is looking at the obvious? 81 million votes for Joe Biden when he can't get anybody to come to rallies. I ask myself, why do you do that? You know, when you know that's not the case. And then I start looking at the polling and all that, and then I tell myself, okay, they're doing this because the fix is in. They've been trying, just recently, they've been trying to make us believe that, oh, even though Donald Trump is double digits ahead of Joe Biden, No. Not with likely voters. That's what they've clarified it with. Because they want to try to let you know the fix is in. You got to look beyond the headlines. So, I asked a second ago, why would you lie about this? Babies getting their heads cut off. That, when I saw the headline, I was like, that's terrible. If that's the case, it's terrible. I'm a pundit. I don't look at the news and go, it's yea verily true. I say, if that occurred, that's horrible. And it would certainly, is it plausible? Absolutely. Hamas is, you know, a terrorist organization funded by Joe Biden. And there's a deflection. Joe Biden funded Iran. And Iran funded the terrorists. I saw this. The Israeli military offered journalists tours of the areas ravaged by Hamas in that Saturday morning surprise attack. 1,200 civilians and Israeli troops dead, 150 Israeli citizens believed to have been abducted. Well, not just Israelis, but 22 Americans died, 17 unaccounted for. And you can bet we're going to start hearing about those Americans when Hamas begins making ransom demands. And we'll talk about that in a bit, because it's already started. So what are we deflecting from when we transfer from Joe Biden being the biggest funder of terror in the world to him standing up for Israel and protecting little babies that got their heads cut off? Since when have leftists really protected babies? These were babies. I'm surprised Joe Biden didn't say it was a mother's right to choose to have those babies' heads cut off. It's a woman's right to choose. Why don't we spin it that way while we're at it, right? Who cares about those babies? They could die on a... Here's the deal, Joe. If they died on a delivery room table, would you care? Why do you care about them now? Joe Biden got those babies killed. And we've talked about it ad nauseum, but I'm never going to let you forget it. $6 billion lifting of sanctions on fungible money, meaning I can spend my money on whatever I want to. And Joe Biden says, no. These poor babies, the guy who's waging this war, all these displaced people from Ukraine, you want to know who they can blame? They can blame Joe Biden, the biggest funder of terror in the world. They can blame him. He's the one fueling Putin. Isn't Putin a terrorist? That's what they tell us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House. Senator Tommy Tuberville alerting Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. Because of his comments on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. Gaza getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Think about it this way. My grandpa, who I never met, he died in the same hospital I was born in 2 weeks before I was born. Not true. Ready for some more Biden lies?
How many of you know somebody with diabetes and needs insulin? Well, guess what? When Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was, we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? It cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay? And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. He said, Joe, you should do it.
The evacuation occurred because the withdrawal they did not realize the Taliban would take over so quickly. They did not realize the Taliban would fall in 11 days, and that's why you ended up with this chaos. That's why you ended up with so many desperate people. Just on July 8th, the president was saying there's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. They were clinging to airplanes in those early days. He was touting the Afghan forces, saying, I trust the capacity of the Afghan military. The president said they were ready, they were prepared for this, but no one was prepared for 11 days for the Taliban to take over. The president also promising on July 8th that we can guarantee the safety of the interpreters. There are thousands of interpreters in Afghanistan right now who are desperate and frightened. And just about a month ago, he told our George Stephanopoulos that he would get all Americans out. They've gotten 90% of those out. And that 10% right now is scared and still does not know exactly how they're going to get out, David.
But it was an epiphany for me. And so I got involved in DC. I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives coming out of black churches on Sundays, figured how we were going to move.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school.
school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse, law school.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to, make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But that would not fly. And he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's
I know, you're just telling what they said.
Right. In the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching.
That's
so
right.
You cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
We honestly have so many clips that we could play of Joe Biden blatantly lying. And then we have clips of the press covering for his lies. It's insane. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I want to just, the reason why I'm playing all those clips is to tell you, you can believe nothing Biden says. I saw these kids with their heads cut off. You know, he didn't see it. It's close enough that he thought about it. He saw a headline, whatever. That's enough. That's all it takes for a Democrat to want to be whatever they want to be. I thought about being a man once, so I guess I can be a man. So, name it. It's all nonsense. And so, when Biden lies, the press just goes, that's just Joe. He's just trying to relate. But when Trump even comes, if Trump says anything that isn't factually 1,000%, he's a liar. But with Joe Biden, no. It's just the way Joe is. I mean, come on. Surely you didn't believe it. It wasn't meant for you to believe. It was a metaphorical story. Well, this crackerjack team of crack-using, whoremongering DOJ spies represented Joe Biden's America very well. Because instead of spying on terrorists, they targeted the biggest existential threat to America. Conservative parents at school board meetings. Yeah, see, that supersedes global climate change when they need it. When it's the biggest threat is MAGA Republicans who will beat up gay guys that are stars on Empire. Well, that supersedes global climate change when they need it. Maybe them taking her off the ball was why Hamas was able to launch an attack against America's only partner in the Middle East. And we keep talking about this money. We keep talking about this Homeland Security. We keep talking about NSA, CIA, etc. Trying to figure out which of these guys were supposed to be protecting America, because I don't feel very protected. I feel like we have a porous border that's letting spies come in and other bad people, terrorists come in, drug smugglers, human traffickers, and I don't feel protected. I don't even feel protected inside of America, even if we did have our borders closed. And I asked you this question earlier. What did you think when you say to yourself, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that they let criminals come into our country unchecked and then vote. It doesn't make sense that they let the criminals that are in the country get out of jail, continue to raise the criminal element. In other words, if you keep letting them out, cities become unsafe. You want to defund the police. You say you want to have a national police. But if you can't have local police help you, what do you think national police? They're going to fly them in from D.C. when you need a call? 911, yeah, this is D.C. How can we help you? Well, there's a guy breaking into my house. Oh, geez, we'll get right on that. Where do you live? Florida? What are they going to do? So ask yourself this question. What's the end game? If you're going to get rid of all the cops, but crime keeps going up and up and up and up. All the bad things that are happening in this country, kids are getting more stupid. We've lost every pillar of society. We don't have a core belief in a God. We don't believe in the Constitution. We don't believe in our fellow man. We don't believe in the institution of government. We don't believe in the police and law enforcement. We don't believe in a loving, living God. What is left? Where could we possibly go? Chaos. They want chaos. But if they get chaos, how do they control it? If the world goes to crap, how do the elitists control it? How do they drive their nice cars and fly in their nice planes and break all the rules? Who's going to be there to serve them? I was thinking about this. I was talking about this with one of my teammates. And I said, robots? If they kill us all through COVID, what are we left with? Think about it. If you were in prison during the time of COVID, I think, you verify this, don't believe me, but I bet you they were mandated to get a COVID shot. What if the next mandated shot is one where they could eradicate that population? And you're in prison, so they say, nope, you got to get it. It's an emergency. You must get that shot. Well, who's going to be in prison? All of us. Political prisoners, whatever. They demand we get the shot. We get it, and then they can cut your switch off at any given time. Watch the Bourne legacy. You'll see what I'm talking about. They give you another pill, and all the criminal element is gone overnight. Sounds conspiratorial till you think about it. I mean, we can talk about it in more depth and down the road because it bears way too much attention. But just consider what I told you. What they can turn on and off with your mRNA, a.k.a. your DNA. We come back, we're going to talk about the money that went to fund terror.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How long had the terror attack against Israel been planned? Do you know? Have you heard any stories about it? Because you can't get something like that done unless you've got a pretty good coordination. That wasn't like a week and everybody said, let's do this. It's kind of like our big event we had. It took months of planning to do that event. And sadly, we needed another year because the people didn't show up like they should have to our event. But let me tell you what, those terrorists showed up in Israel. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I talked earlier about that crackerjack team of crack-using, whoremongering DOJ spies. Joe Biden's America, Joe Biden's clandestine agency that allowed people to go into Israel and kill innocent people for no reason other than some sort of twisted religious ideology. in Ali Baraka. I love this part. A senior Hamas official. They have officials. He was on Russia Today last Sunday, and he did an interview. He says, he says that they are going to engage in prisoner swaps with the United States. He stated this openly. Now, how would Hamas have come to the conclusion that taking Americans while they were in Israel would help the interest of Hamas? What could have possibly led them to this conclusion? Have to think about that just a bit, don't we? Well, not really, because Baraka cited Joe Biden's recent Iran hostage deal as the rationale for taking American captives. Now, most of you already know what I'm about to say next in terms of the information. You don't know what I'm going to say next, but you'll know this information. America, we had five prisoners in Iran. Iran had five prisoners in America. Now, you would think we would just say, okay, we'll give you yours back, you give us yours back. Give us ours back. But that didn't happen. We did that swap, but then we tacked on $6 billion and we released the Trump era sanctions on Iran. Now, Trump wrote the art of the deal, and Joe Biden apparently wrote the art of the steal. How could you possibly go for that? We're the superpower in this equation. Five for five is it. To be honest with you, if Joe Biden were smart, he'd say, look, I'm going to give you, we'll give you back three of yours, you give us back five of ours, because the only alternative I have is to come over there and kick your butt. Okay, we will give you back your people. Okay, here. Oops, sorry, that was Indians. We will give you back your people. Arabs. That's what we did. That was a trade we made. I mean, who's the big fish in this equation? Now, there was a video of this guy, Baraka, and he says there are multiple Hamas people, members serving life sentences in the U.S. We demand the U.S. free our sons from prisons. That's what he said. They made a demand. And what they do? They kidnapped ours. I think the number I have so far, it varies, but the number I heard today or yesterday, I don't know when we heard it, but it was 17. It could be 28 today. Who knows? But it was 17. 17 Americans went to Israel, hanging out, relatively safe. By the way, I had been planning a trip to Israel for a long time. Glad it didn't happen now. But I've been talking about it probably for the last 4 years, four or five years, pre-COVID for sure. So, why settle for getting back your Hamas prisoners when Joe Biden will happily sweeten the pot? Providing funding to terrorists is what Joe Biden does. And they know this. We give them the fodder in the way of American citizens. And you guys have heard me talk about the power of the American passport. I've had it demonstrated directly to me. It is the proudest passport you can carry in the world. I stated that wrong. It's the best one because it gives you the most pride. It should. It should. It used to. I warned you the other day. Don't travel on an American passport and think that it's all good in the hood. It isn't. It puts a target on your back now. I used to proudly display my American passport. Now, man, I kind of like put it out there like, yeah, I'm looking around like, okay, here it is. You need to see it. Here. Boop. Quick look. Or I hand it to people where they can put it down. I don't want people to see I'm an American. Not because I'm embarrassed to be an American, but because I'm embarrassed of what Joe Biden's done, and it puts a target on my back. I do not want to be reaching out to my special forces buddies, begging them to come get me in some third world crap hole. Not me. So Joe Biden providing funding. It's going to be difficult for the Democrats to campaign on this next year. You know that? And oh, by the way, what about that little anti-Semitism problem they seem to have? You think that's going to go away? Let's get back on point. 20 Americans missing, at least 22 dead after the attack on Israel. And of the missing, Joe Biden confirmed, Americans are among the hostages taken back to Gaza. Now, one can only imagine the H-E double crooked socks these people are going through, especially the women. Now, if Donald Trump had let this happen, you'd be hearing horror stories about it. The left media would be going into Gaza, interviewing these people, women who have been brutalized in ways that I don't even want to think about, and they'd be bringing those stories back like they were war stories from Vietnam. Look at this soldier. He's got his leg blown off. That's Richard Nixon's fault. Oh, no, it's Donald Trump's fault. Even if it goes back to the 60s. This attack serves as a reminder also, folks, of Afghanistan. The Americans abandoned in that country after Joe Biden's disastrous pullout. And John Solomon, I read a story about a couple, the Freedmans. And they were in Afghanistan at the time. And he said he and his bride were in peril as Hamas terrorists were hunting down American and Israeli citizens for executions. I don't know if this was, when I saw this, and you guys can help me here. I think these guys were in Israel, but they were talking about how it compared to Afghanistan. If I'm not mistaken, I may have messed that up a little bit. But he said they knew they were in peril, and he said there was more bad news. He says he was alerted a few hours later after they contacted their company that their return flight to America was canceled amid the violent outbreak. U.S. Airlines had suspended operations, so he scrambled to find a way home, but he learned the reality that was many of the Israeli Americans found that were visiting their homeland. The Biden administration offered no evacuation help to its citizens in harm's way inside the borders of one of America's most trusted allies. They said, you're on your own. Said, we called our embassy. We called, you know, our government. This is what Friedman said. When I called them, they were cold. They were dismissive. And they basically told me to go online and check out the flights yourself. Well, thank God for Donald Trump. Because he hits the flight home, Friedman did, but not because of the Biden administration, but because a UAE flight made possible by the Trump administration's Abraham Accords that opened free travel between the Arab neighbors and Israel. That's how they got home. Not because of Biden. Man. I was talking to a friend of mine. He can't stand Donald Trump. Jewish guy. And I asked him, I said, what do you think about Biden's take on things? And he's not a Democrat. I was like, these people are crazy, Kevin. And he's going off on Biden. I said, okay, but let me ask you this. He says, what's the number one terror organization in the Middle East? I said, Iran. He goes, I knew you'd get the answer right. I said, okay, what did Trump do to Iran? And he was very tight-lipped. Well, because he doesn't like Trump. I said, your homeland just got attacked. You know Iran is responsible. Joe Biden gave them $6 billion. Barack Obama gave them $1.7 billion. Now, as a reformed leftist, tell me, who would you want protecting Israel? Trump or these other two guys? And he didn't want to answer. See, that's the level of dogma that he has, an animus he has against Trump. Well, I said, you know what? This attack doesn't happen if Trump's president. And he looked at me and went, yep, you're right. So, here you have it. The Biden administration, and this is what this guy from Baraka said. He says, the U.S. conducts prisoner swaps. Why wouldn't it conduct the prisoner swap with us? Hamas sees this as a way to get more money and to keep continue funding terror.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.